Today's shiur, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel. We're learning today the Lishmas, Benjamin Platt, Dov Ber, Ben Meir Halevi, Eli Platt's father. All the neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah. We begin at the two dots about 10 lines down from the top of Mem Gimel Omen Aleph. And we quote the Mishnah, where it taught us these words, Zah Klal, Koshu Mimin Dogon. Anything that comes from Dagon is included in the Mishnah in our discussion, again reminding ourselves that we had first four items that were a chametz that was made of chametz, that was a taruvus, a mixture with non-chametz items, and then we had the three items that were chametz nuksha, this almost inedible but still edible type of chametz. Now, Gemara asks, Tanya, Amar Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua says to the following braisa, since you're telling us in our Mishnah that if a person eats something that has dogon inside of it, this tyrovis of dogon on Pesach, that it is forbidden to do so, and that you're over by your rabbi, you're not allowed to have it in your possession, you're not allowed to eat it. So then why did the Chachamim have to list those four items of tyrovis and then the items of nuksha? Why was that necessary? You taught me this general rule. So therefore, why do I need the examples? So Gemara says, why did Chachamim do this? So therefore, people should be familiar with them. They gave us practical examples, common examples, so therefore we should know this. And the Gemara says, I'll show you why this was important. This is something that is a benefit to Klal Yisrael when they see this list, because one time there was a Maisa, Kiha, as it was in one situation, the Ha'u Bar Marava, there was a person who came from Eretz Yisrael, Marava's Eretz Yisrael, and he called Bavel, and he traveled to Bavel. Now, he was fleishich, Hava Bisra Bahadeh. He had meat with him, and he was fleishich, or he was about to eat this meat. Amar Lahu, he said to the people that he was staying at, Karivu Li Maskilta, can you please bring me something to accompany the bread? Rashi says, Maskilta is Shum Lifton Lefis Bosapaz. Give me some sort of a dip, give me something to have with my bread and my meat. So what did they do? Shama, he heard, this person from Eretz Yisrael heard, that the waiters said to each other, the host said to each other, the karmi, krivu le kutach, bring him some kutach. Now, because he learned on Mishnah, he knew that kutach was a certain dish that was milchix. Oh, kivun de shama kutach, he heard the word kutach, pirash, he didn't eat it, he stayed away from it. They didn't realize he was fleishich, mistama, or they didn't realize that the kutach was milchik, whatever the scenario was, because he was familiar with our Mishnah, he was able to go and prevent himself from having basar and cholov together, which in this situation would have been an issur d'rabbanan, not an issur d'oraisa, but still would have been a terrible thing to eat together. Now we quote the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said, Hare Elu Biazhora. All of those items mentioned in the Mishnah, the seven items, and then we had potentially the eighth item that was brought down as well. So all of these, it says, are alav. They're all a lo saseh, and that's called an azhara. But it doesn't mean that they're chayiv kares. They're just a, quote, regular lav, not the chayiv of kares that you have if you eat regular chametz, if you eat normal chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara asks, who's the author of our Mishnah? Man Tana, the author of our Mishnah, the chametz dogon gomor ayde taruvis, venuksha beinei, is just belav. Who's the author of our Mishnah that holds that if you have real chametz, but it's in a taruvus, it's in a mixture, or if you have this not fully edible, but still edible type of chametz called chametz nuksha, that you're getting a lav for having that in your possession, according to Rashi, lo yiro, lo yimotze, ba yiro, ba yimotze, and if you eat it, you're chayiv alo sase, but you're not chayiv koris. So we're going to have two terutz from who the author of a Mishnah could be. It starts off first with the opinion of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, which we're going to refer to as Rav Yehuda's opinion. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, he says that the Tana of a Mishnah is Rav Meir. And where do we see that? Because we have a Braisa, the Tanya. We have in the Braisa the word Sior Yisarev. Now, Sior and Sior have to be distinguished between each other. Sior is a type of chametz that has not yet reached the full status of chametz. It is in a process. And we're going to see later on in the Gemara, and Rashi brings down over here, that there is a process where something becomes chametz. It starts off as a dough that is not yet chametz. And then the first signs of chametz, and there's a machlokas theory of Meir and Yehuda as to whether this sign is significant or not in terms of making it aser, is that the dough starts to be what's called machsif ponov, hichsifu ponov. The dough starts to becoming more white. It becomes a certain type of paleness to it. The next steps in the chametz process, it has what's called karnei chagovim. You start to see like the antenna of a grasshopper you see these little cracks in the dough. Originally, the cracks are not touching each other, but ultimately, when the chimutz process further continues, the cracks start to become interlaced with each other, and at that point in time, it is definitely vadei chametz according to everybody. But there's a big machlokes as to what is the status of the dough in the first stage, the whitening, the chsifu panav stage, and what is the status in the karnei chagovim stage. So this is a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says that originally, when you have just the hechsifu panav, that's nothing. It still is heter gomur. It is absolutely not chametz in any way, shape, or form. Whereas Rav Meir says already at this point in time, it is now called si'ur, and this is forbidden to be eaten. When it reaches the next stage, which is the karnei chagovim stage, so now Rav Yehuda says, now it's reached the stage of si'ur, but according to Rav Meir, it is now vadai chometz. This is real chometz. And it's only when it reaches the stage of these antenna of the grasshopper, these cracks in the dough start to become interlaced with each other, and you start to have a larger amount of them, only at that point does Rav Yehuda say it is now chometz gomor. So knowing this, we can now understand a little bit better the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So he says that the author of our Mishnah is Rav Meir, who teaches us the Tanya, that si'ur, when it reached even the first stage of hechsifu panov, yisorev, this dough is now considered chometz, and you have to go and burn it. But then he says, v'nos no lekabo, but you're still allowed to give it to your dog, which is somewhat strange, because if you have to burn it, it sounds like it's also b'hanah. But if you're allowed to give it to your dog, it's not also b'hanah, and the Gemara will ask this in a second, this seems to be contradictory. And then, the third statement he makes is, he says, v'ochlo, if you were to go and eat this, you'd be chayev malkus, b'arbon. You'd be punished as a din of malkus, but not as a din of kares. Now, as I just pointed out, this seems to be mutually contradictory. Hagufakasha, the Gemara questions this brisa that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav brings down and says it's internally contradictory. First you say, Amriz si'ur yisarev. First you tell me that si'ur, this stage in the process of chometz, is something that you have to burn, which means that it's also b'hanah, alma also b'hanah. And then v'hodar toni, and then you subsequently state in the second part of this brisa, v'nosno lifnei kalbo, v'nosno lekalbo. You give it to your dog, alma mutubano. So what's going on over here? Doesn't make any sense. It seems to be mutually contradictory. So Gemara explains, this is what the brisa is telling us. Hochi kamar. Siur yisarev. When it tells us that siur has to be burned, so that goes according to Rav Meir, l'Rav Meir, l'Rav Meir, l'Rav Meir, l'Rav Yehuda, l'Rav Yehuda. Each of them respectively in their stage of what they call this siur, so that's when you have to burn it. So according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to burn it when it's just in the hechsifu panav stage, because that's still heter gomer. So therefore, there's no reason to burn it. But when it reaches the karnei chagovim stage, then even Rav Yehuda says you have to burn it. Rav Meir says you have to burn it when it's reached even the hechsifu panav stage, the first stage. I don't know if I said it before, but I should again remind you, the si'ur is not si'ur, which is vadai chometz. That's hardcore chometz. That's the sourdough. That's what you put into things to make them chometz. So again, do not be confused with si'ur and si'ur. In any event, the next part of the brisa, which tells us v'nos l'vnei kalbo, which we said was mutually contradictory, is not to be understood the way we said it, that we're dealing with Rav Meir according to his shita and Rav Yehuda according to his shita. No. But here, when it says you can still give it to your dog, that's the status of Rav Meir's opinion that it's si'ur, which is even if you have hechsifu panav, but l'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, at this stage it's still heter gomor. So when it reaches the stage of hechsifu panav, which Rav Meir says is si'ur and therefore must be burned, it's aser, according to Rav Yehuda, it's still heter gomor. So the second part of the Mishnah, v'nos l'kabo, was referring to, according to the opinion of Yehuda, when it reached the stage of si'ur, according to Rav Meir, it's still heter gomor and you can still give it to your dog. So it's talking about two different scenarios. The first part of the brisa, which is telling us you have to burn it, is each one respectively when it reaches their stage of si'ur, so then you have to go and burn it. Rav Meir, according to his shita, that even if sechsifu panav, and Rav Yehuda, according to his shita, it's only when it reaches the karnei chagovim stage. And the second part, the nosa l'kabo, you give it to your dog, is only according to Rav Yehuda, if it's just reached the stage that Rav Meir says is Seir, which is just Yechsifu Panav, he says it's still Heter Gomer, you can give it to your dog. Now, Tosus points out, then why can't you eat it then? In the Tosus, V'nosu V'nei Kalbo, says Madaraisa, afilu b'chin l'shari. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could technically eat it even Madaraisa, as we're going to learn in the Gemara in Perek Kama de Kolin. In the first Perek of Chulin, it says you could even eat it. The matzah, ma'ayasahi. It technically, you could fulfill your mitzvah matzah with that. However, Elamid Rabbanon also, the rabbis instituted a prohibition over here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it reached the stage of Seor, according to Rav Meir, which is Sechsifu Panav, it still is Heter Gomer, and therefore, while technically you could eat it in the Raisa, Midr Rabbanon, we don't eat it, but you certainly can get Hanah from it and give it to your dog. Now we go to the third part of the Braisa, it says, V'ochlo Be'abayim. Now we go back, also in Rav Meir, we go back to the opinion of Rav Meir, that if you were to eat this when it reached the stage of Seor, according to Rabbi Meir, so then you would be Chayev Malkus. Not Chayev Kares, but you'd be Chayev Malkus. So now we understand the Braisa, and now we can get to the reason why we brought it down. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the opinion is, our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Why is that? Shamina Leila Rav Meir, Gemara continues, that you can see here from the opinion of Rav Meir, that according to Rav Meir, Nuksha Be'ene is Belav. If you have Chomitz Nuksha, that's what this Braisa is referring to, then there is a Lav. And certainly, for Kol Shekein, Chomitz Dogon Gomur Aide Taroves would certainly be a Lav as well. He holds that even Chomitz Nuksha, and certainly the Chomitz of Taroves, is a Lav, because this Seer that we're referring to over here is not really edible yet. In this stage, it's not fully edible. So therefore, that's Chomitz Nuksha. And if Chomitz Nuksha is alav, certainly the Taruvis of Dogon Gomor, of Chomitz Dogon Gomor, which is mixed in with something else, that's certainly also going to be alav. And therefore, that's Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah. Now, this can only be the opinion of Rav Meir, because Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you eat the Seer in the Seer stage, he doesn't say you get Malkus for, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. So therefore, the Tana of this Braisa is only Rav Meir, and therefore, his sheet is the only one that fits into the sheet of a Mishnah, so says Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. That's opinion number one. Now we have the second opinion, second Amora, who says that our Mishnah is not going according to Rav Meir, but Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Nachman says it is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. What is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanya. We learn in the following Braisa. Al Chomeitz Dogon Gomur Onush Karis. If a person eats real chametz, dogon gomur, that is chametz, so then the punishment is karis. If you eat that on Pesach or one on Litzlan, if you did it on purpose, you're going to be chayiv karis. Al eruvo, if you have just a taruvis of the chametz, dogon gomur, mixed in with something else, so it's not a chiv of karis, but it is still an issa deraisa belav. Divri Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he states beferish in the braisa. The chacham momrim, no. The chacham say, Al chametz dogon gomur onush kares. We agree with you that if you eat real chametz on Pesach, that nebuch is a lav of kares. However, but a taruvis al eruvo, the chacham say below klum, it is not an isser that you get punished for, not with kares and not even with malchus. The posuk said that it would be certainly also to eat it, at least midr rabbanon. Some would say it's even also to eat it midr raisa, but it is not something that you get a penalty for. You don't get punishment of kares. You don't get a punishment of malchus. Now, therefore, how does Rav Nachman say that this solves the problem of who's the author of our Mishnah? No, he says, V'shamin and Leila Rabbi Eliezer, you see from this Braisa, that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is as follows, the Omar, he holds, Chomeitz Dogon Gomor Aide Taruvis Belav. He clearly stated that this Taruvis, this mixture of real Chomeitz, that is mixed in with stuff that's not Chomeitz, is not an issue of Koris, but is a Lav D'Araisa, and you get Malkus for it. Now, here we're saying the opposite of what we said before. Before we said, if Chomeitz Nuksha is a lav, then certainly the taruvis of chametz is a lav. Here we see the opposite. Here he says, if the taruvis is a lav, then certainly the kol shekein nuksha beine. Then if you have not a mixture, but pure chametz nuksha, so that certainly should be a lav as well. And therefore, Rav Meir is not the author of our Mishnah, but Rabbi Eliezer is the author of our Mishnah. So we have these two opinions, Rav Yehuda Marav, who says that it's Rav Meir, and Rav Nachman, who says it's Rav Eliezer. The Gemara goes through a series of questions now, why each one didn't like the opinion of the other one. So, Rav Nachman, my time alone, Mark Rav Yehuda. Why did Rav Nachman not like the possibility that Amar Yehuda Marav said, again, we call this like Rav Yehuda, but it really is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, why did he not want to say that our mission is going according to Rav Meir? So Rav Nachman would answer, Amaloch, Rav Nachman would say, Dilma, Adkan lo koma Rav Meir hasam ela nuksha beinei. Maybe Rav Meir there is only talking about when you have pure nuksha. That's where he said, when you have the siur, that's chometz nuksha, without a taruvis. But maybe, avo chometz dog and gomra, de taruvis lo. Who says that he holds the same way? Who says that's a kavu chomer? That if nuksha is chiv of a lav and malkis, who says that also taruvis is? I don't think that that's automatically a Kal V'chomer, that you can say that. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, I don't like Rav Yehuda Marav's opinion. Mar says, no, why Rav Yehuda? My time law like Rav Nachman. Why didn't Rav Yehuda say like Rav Nachman that the author of a Mishnah is Rav Eliezer? So he answers in a similar way. Amalach, Rav Yehuda would say, Rav Yehuda Marav would say back, Adkan, Lokom Rav Eliezer, Hosom, in this Brisa, Rav Eliezer said, Elochomitz Dog and Gomorai de Taruvis. The Brisa only talks about a Taruvis of Chomitz. It doesn't mention anything about Nuksha. I disagree with your Kabul Chomer. I will Nuksha Beinei, Lo Amar. He never said anything about pure Chomitz Nuksha. So therefore, I don't think Rav Eliezer is the author of our Mishnah. So each one explained why he didn't like the other one, Shita. Now we have a Braisa, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Yehuda. We have a Braisa that says exactly like Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Again, I'm not sure why the Gemara calls this the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Often it will say the Shita of the person who it said in the name of, but anyway, this is Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We have this Braisa that says, Kolmach Metzes Lo Sochelu. We've had this Pasuk several times, where the Pasuk tells us that anything that has Chomets in it, Kolmach Metzes Lo Sochelu, you're not allowed to eat. Now, what did this Pasuk come to add? Lirabos, so the Braisa says, it comes to add Kuta Chababli, V'sheichar Hamodi, V'chometz Adumi, V'zeisom HaMitzri. The four types of chometz that are taruvis that we had in our Mishnah are included by these words, Komach Metzis Lo Sochelu, to teach us that it's a lav. Now, Yochu Yei Onesh Kares. Who says it's just a lav? Maybe it should be an Onesh of Kares. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk also tells us, in the earlier pasuk, it says, "Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrusa." If you eat chametz, you'll receive kares nebuch. So, al chametz dog and gomur onish kares. That pasuk is referring to someone who eats chametz. So, if you eat real chametz, then you're going to be chayiv kares. Al chametz dog and gomur onish kares. However, v'alei ruvo belav. But if you only eat a taroves, that's with a lav. Oh, this is Tanya Kavasi. This is exactly the sheet that Rehuda Marav said is the opinion of our Mishnah, which is that real chametz is a kares, chametz of a taruvis is a lav, and that's exactly the opinion of Rav Meir. Oh, Tanya Kavase, we have a braisa in support of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. Now, how do we exactly see this? Who's the author over here? Man shamis le diomar ali ruva balav. Who's the author that says a taruvis is a lav? That's Rabbi Lezahi. Now, we know that Rabbi Lezahi said that a taruvis is a lav. That's the braisa that Rav Nachman brought down. However, vilu nuksha beinei lo kama, but he didn't mention anything about nuksha being also alive. Therefore, shma mina, nuksha l'Rav Meir lesle. Therefore, since this only mentions over here a tarovis in this brisa cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says that both tarovis and nuksha are alive. Therefore, the only other author is that it could be the author of our Mishnah must be Rav Meir. This is the Tanya Kavase, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, Mora says, Rabbi Eliezer, a ruva belav minole. So then how does Rabbi Eliezer learn out that if you have a taruvus of chametz, that there is a lav? What's his source? So he says, d'chsiv, komach metzis lo sochelu. So the more questions is then how come he says that if it says komach metzis lo sochelu, why don't we say that it's also an issue of kares? Ihochi, kares namin l'chayiv. Why are you just stopping and saying that it's, quote, only a lav? It should in fact be a chiv of kares. So, to show you that this is incorrect, so he says, no, you have another pasuk, doch siv, because you have a different pasuk, not the pasuk that we've mentioned so far, but a third pasuk, doch siv, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrusa. If somebody eats chametz, so then yechayev kares. Now, this pasuk doesn't seem to distinguish between a real, pure chametz and a chametz that's with a taruvis. So therefore, why doesn't Rabbi Lezen say that for taruvis of chametz, you be chayev kares? Where it says, no, this last pasuk, I need it for the following drasha. Rabbi Eliezer would say as follows. Now, we delete the word machmetzis because that's going to be the point of the drasha, but we first start off with the idea that ainli elosh in his chametz me'elov. If I only had this pasuk of ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa, if I only had that pasuk, I would have said that it's only if it is chametz on its own. Shenis chametz me'elov. How do I know machmas dover acher? Minayin. How do we know that if it became chametz because something else was added to it to make it chametz, that makes it chametz? That's what I need the other pasuk for, Talmud Lomar, kol machmetzes v'nichrisa. The full pasuk is ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrisa. I don't know why the Gemara leaves out that word, but ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrisa. So I have two psukim over here to tell me that yechayev kares. One tells me that yechayev kares if it became chometz nischametz me'elov, and the other one is to tell me machmas dover acher. But they're only talking about pure chometz and not talking about a taruvis. So Gemara says if that's true, so then ihachi the lav when you're telling me that there's just the lav on the chometz of taruvis, so then ihachi the lav nami lahachi diyoso. You should need it to tell me the same thing. When you have the pasuk, kol machmetzis lo sochelu, that's not an issur of kares, but therefore it should only be something, the default position should be, it should only be something that's nischametz by itself, but not via something else. So therefore, if you're telling me by kares, I need two psukim, one to tell me nischametz me'elav, and something to be tell me if it's nischametz with something else, so then I should need two psukim also, kol machmetzis lo sochelu, to tell me the same thing. But we only have one pasuk. So it says, Yutaka, you're right. El time of the Rebbe Lezer, the reasoning for Rebbe Lezer is because you do have really two psukim here. It's that same pasuk, kol machmetzis lo sochelu, also has the word kol in it, which says, because of the word kol, it's like having a second pasuk, kol, not only it's in schameis me'elav, but even it's in the schameis via a dover acher. So Gemara says, if that's your drasha, you also have the word kol in regards to kares. The pasuk says, ki kol ochel machmetzis v'nichrisa. So then, if you're telling me that the word kol is coming to be ma'arbe, so then what do we need the second pasuk for? Hosanami hoksiv kol. So Gemara says, no. How mi boy le l'rabos es anoshim. You need that word kol to come to be ma'arbe, that women are also included in the isser of eating, of not being allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, and rachmon l'san, even if a woman eats chametz on Pesach, she'd be chayiv kares as well. So Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk for that. Noshim, we learn now, Midrav Yehuda Marav Nafka. There's a separate statement. Rav Yehuda Marav taught us that why women are included in the Yisr Chometz. And that is the Amr Rav Yehuda Marav, the Chayim Tanah Rav Yishmol. They learn the base Medrash Rav Yishmol as well. Amr Kwa, we have another pasuk that tells us, Ish O Isha, Ki Asu Mikol Chatos Adam. If a man or a woman does any one of the low sases. Now, it says in this pasuk that a man or a woman, Hishva Kosov, Ish Lishol Chol Onshin Rishat Torah. There is almost no difference between the lavin between a man and a woman, with three exceptions that women aren't chayiv alo saseh. These three are two in regards to payas. The woman has no prohibition of cutting off her payas. A man does. Two places, two lavin, and by tumah by a kohen. A male kohen is also to become matami to tumas meis. There is no such iser on the daughter of a kohen. So those are the only exceptions to the rule. Otherwise, isho isho ki yasu mikol chato so adam. So therefore, I already know hishva kosov ish lishol chol oshin shel Torah. So why do I need this pasuk kol that you're telling me that we have by the kare slav that word kol isn't coming to be marbe both a nischametz me'elav and nischametz me'dover acher. So he says, no, it's drich. You need it over here. Why is that? We turn to the Amud Beis. Because I would have said, so kodaitecha minoch, ho uluksiv lo sochal lov chomet shivas yomim tochal lov matzos. Here, I would have said, the pasuk is telling me that you shouldn't eat chomet with your carbon Pesach, and then it says, for 7 days you have to eat matzos. Now, kol sheyeshno bekum echo matzo, yeshno bebal tochal chomet. I might have said, incorrectly, that only those people that have an obligation to eat matzah are also to eat chametz. And therefore, Bahani Noshi women hold the less no become echo matzah. One would have argued that women don't have to eat matzah because that is a dahabiole mitzvah sasatius man groma, and therefore women aren't obligated in time dependent mitzvah sasatius. There's only a couple of them, but women, because of their other responsibilities, so therefore they can't fulfill time dependent mitzvos, and therefore I would have said, just like a woman is not obligated to eat matzah, therefore she's not included in the law of eating chametz. So that would have broken our rule of normally hishva ishva isha in regards to lo saseh. So therefore, ema b'val tochal chametz nami list. No, I would have said, based upon this drasha, that women are not included in the lo saseh of eating chametz, kamash v'lan. Therefore, this drasha of kol is necessary, even though we normally have our default position that hishva ish leisha in regards to lo saseh is called lav and shabbat Torah. This might have been the exception, kamashwa, and that's why you need the X word kol. Mor says, no, bahashto di srabalu bebal tocha chomets. Now the women are included in bal tocha chomets, so srabi nami lechila matzah. Oh, once they're included in the prohibition against eating chametz, now we also include them, surprisingly, in the mitzvah say shezman grama of eating matzah. And this is like the opinion of the Nagir, that we have is Rabbi Eliezer, but on the side it says it should be Rabbi Elazar. The Amora Rabbi Elazar is opposed to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. And he says as follows, Noshim chayobos bachilis matzah dar Torah. He says that daraisa, the women have to eat matzah on Pesach. Where is it from? Shenema, lo sochal lo chametz gomer. This passage that you're not allowed to eat chametz and you have to eat matzah for 7 days. And he says, koshi yeshlo b'val tochal chametz yeshlo bachilis matzah. He darshes it as follows, anybody who is included in the prohibition against eating chametz also is included in the mitzvah to eat matzah. And therefore, v'hani noshinami, ho v'yeshlo b'val tochal chametz yeshlo bekum echol matzah. So he has the exact opposite. He says, You wanted to say that if you're not included in the mitzvah of eating matzah, you're not included in chametz. But we showed you that they are included in chametz, and therefore anybody who's included in the prohibition against eating chametz is also mechuyavos or mechuyav. Men and women are both mechuyav in the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore, the extra word kol is not really extra. We need it to teach us nashim, and therefore our drasha before that by kares you need two psukim, but by the kol machmetzus lo sochelu, the word kol can be, so to say, teaching us that both nitzchametz me'elov and nitzchametz midover acher. And that teaches us that taruvis is not an isser of kares, but is just an isser lav. So Gemara says, well, you had a choice over here. You could have been using the word kol to be marbe noshim, or you could be using kol to be marbe taruvis. Umaychos is the high kol l'rubui noshim umavkasei ruvo. Why are you telling me that the taruvis is not included in the kares lav? Because the word kol is needed to teach me noshim. Say it the other way around. The word kol is not used to teach me noshim. Noshim are in fact paturos. And the taruvis is included in the isser of kares. Why not learn it that way? You have the extra word kol. Why did you use it to include women and exclude taruvis? I would have said include taruvis in the lav of kares and exclude women. Emel rabuye eruvo. Use it instead to be marbe the taruvis and exclude women. Shmuel says, though, if you have a choice between these two, to include women in this din, women are eating the chametz, as opposed to what type of chametz, necholin, what is included in this lav, mistavra, the Gemara says, koi bi'ochlim, we're talking here about eating chametz, eating matzah, so it makes sense to be marbe, somebody else who's eating the chametz or the matzah, i.e. women. So therefore, mistavra, koi bi'ochlim, marbe ochlim. If it's koi bi'ochlim, marbe necholin, should we include another category? We're talking here about the chiyav, for a person to go and be punished, kares, it's talking about somebody who's eating the chametz. And therefore, if you have a choice to only include one, it makes sense to include an eater, another eater, women, as opposed to something else that is eating chametz versus tarovis of chametz. Versus, is that true? And we have the gear, so Berei de Rav Nosson, but on the side it says you should be, from the Marshak, he says you should erase this. It's not right. Stomach, because it says it's the father of Huna, so of course he's the Rav Huna, Brei Rav Nosson. In any event, he asks the following shaila. Are you telling me that if you're dealing with somebody eating something that it couldn't be coming to be marbe, something that is eaten? You're telling me over here, since it's talking about a man eating, so it must be talking about a woman eating rather than what type of chametz they're eating, a pure chametz versus a taroves. So Gemara says, is that really true that you can never be talking about an isser of eating, and then include something necholin as well, votanya. But I'll show you that that's not true. There's a brayse in Torah Kohanim where it says, kikol ochel chaylev min habehema asher yakriv. The pasuk tells us that one is forbidden to eat the chaylev of a carbon. You're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a carbon. That's supposed to be sacrificed to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if a person eats it, rechmon l'san, it's chayev kares. Now, ein li'al chaylev tamimim, shiroi l'kariv. This would tell me that the only type of chaylev that you're not allowed to eat is from a carbon that is a tamim. It doesn't have a blemish, and it can be brought on the mizbeach. How do I know chaylev bali mumim minayin? How do I know that even if you have a bal mum, that chaylev is also, which can't be brought on the mizbeach, is still nevertheless included in the kares lav of eating chaylev? Talmud Lomer, it says min habehema, which implies from an animal, whether it's a tamim or a bal mum. Now, chaylev chulim minayin. Okay, so that's great if it was a carbon, a tamim, or it became a bal mum. You can't have its chaylev. How do we know regular animal that's not a carbon? Chaylev chulim. How do we know that that's also an itzer lav of kares? Talmud Lomer, ki kol. The pasuk has the extra words, ki kol ochel chaylev. So it has the extra words, ki kol ochel chaylev in abheimah. So therefore, that comes to be marbe, even a chulin animal. Now, we're talking about a person eating this, and you're coming to include something else. You're talking about the person is also to eat this. It is a chiyav of kares, a lav of kares. If you eat the chaylev of a carbon, if you eat the chaylev of a carbon, whether it's a tamim or whether it's a blemish, has a mum in it, or even if it has chaylev that's cholin, it's osur. Now here you're marbe necholim, even though you're talking about the person is not allowed to eat it. So how come you're telling me you can't be marbe necholim when you're dealing with ochlin? So Gemara says no. Hasam by the chaylev, the leka ochlin marbe necholim. There's nobody else to include. There is no reason to exclude the necholim because there is no additional ochlin to add over here. Because we already know beforehand that Hishva Torah, Ish V'Isha. So there's no Hava meaning to say that women should be excluded from this lav of Karis for eating Chalev. There's no Pasuk here like by the Chametz and Matzah to suggest that women shouldn't be included in the lav. That's why you needed to call to tell me women are included in the lav of eating Chametz. Here, there is no such reason. So here, you have no reason to exclude any other Ochlin. We already excluded all the other Ochlin, therefore the Lek Ochlin, Marben Nechom, you can add something else. However, by the Chomez, Hakudika Ochlin, since we do have additional Ochlin, specifically to add the Noshim, so therefore, Lo Shavik La Ochlin Umarben Nechom, when you have a choice of either adding an Ochlin, the women, or adding Necholim, the Taruvis, so it's clear cut that you add the Ochlin because it's dealing with Ochlin, and you exclude the Necholim, and that's why the Taruvis is not included in the Isser of Kares. I know that was a tough drasha. I hope it was clear. I always suggest the advantage of having it on the tape is go back and listen to it again, Amir Hashem, or read it yourself again, or chazir this with the Chavrusa, and hopefully it'll become clear. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanon, the last Lu Eruv, call Lo Darshi. Now, we have the opinion of the Chacham that said that you're not chayev alav, you don't get malchus, if you eat the chametz as taruvis. So obviously, they don't use this drush of kol, they don't hold this way. But if they don't hold the drush of kol by the taruvis, so then they seemingly shouldn't be holding the drush of kol also to come to include women, which should have been excluded because it's a mitzvah shesman grama. And therefore, anybody not included in the eating of matzah is not included in the eating of chametz. So the Chachamim, they don't have this drush of kol to come to include the women. They don't hold this drush of kol, so elinosh bin alahu. So where do they learn it out? So Gemara says, you're right. If you just had the word kol, they wouldn't learn it out. Kol lo darshi. However, it says ki kol. That, they therefore can come and be doresh. So therefore, it's the extra words ki and kol that comes to darsh it. So therefore, the Chachamim are okay as well. The Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer, they don't have a problem. Nadig Mora says, but what about Rebbe Lezer himself? Rebbe Lezer, Emo kol l'rabos esanoshim, ki kol l'rabos eseruva. Whoa, now that you've introduced this idea that you have kol and ki kol, so then why don't we say that Rebbe Lezer should say that I use one of the words, for example, kol, to include noshim, and then I can include the word ki kol to include tarovis as well. And therefore, all of it should be a chiyuv of kares. Why are you excluding this ki kol double drasha? Why are you saying you can only make one drasha of kol? Why not make the drasha like the Chachamim did of ki kol? Are you going to tell me maybe he doesn't hold like that? Chitema ki kol Rabbi Elazar lo darish. He doesn't hold that the extra word ki kol is a good drasha. I'll show you that that's not true. But Tanya, it says soar bal taktiru. You're not allowed to go put something that is chometz on the mizbeach. All things on the mizbeach have to be made out of pure matzah. They can't be chometz. The only two things that we mentioned previously that are a mincha that is made chametz is the 10 breads, 10 of the 40 breads of the lechem that are b'lach b'todah, and the shtei lechem. And none of those are put on the mizbeach. So you must only put chametz when you're putting a korban mincha on the mizbeach, so it must be something that is not sa'or. Sa'or, bal taktiru. You're not allowed to go put something that is chametz. This is sa'or, not si'or. This is real chametz. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. No, en li ala kulo. That would only tell me if it's pure chametz, if it's just sa'or without anything else. En li ala kulo. Miktsos aminayin. How do we know if you have a taroves? Where part of it is sa'or and part of it is not sa'or. Miktsos aminayin. Tamalora kol. This is the drash of kol. So therefore, it tells me, kol amincha shetukriv l'Hashem lo si'oseh chametz. Ki kol sa'or v'chol dvash lo sasiri min mishel l'Hashem. It adds the word ki and kol. So therefore, miktsos aminayin. Tamalora kol. Rashi explains that the mixtzaso is a chatzizayis, sheino hektar sholem, it's not a complete amount, dein haktara p'chus mixtzayis, because you only can put up a kizayis, but even if you put up a half a kizayis, you're over this slav, and therefore, sor bal taktiru, you're over. That's why you need the word kol. And how do we know a taruvis? That even if it's partially chametz and partially not chametz, eruv minayim, that's the extra word, drasha, tamadomer, ki kol. So therefore, who is the author, this Brisa, clearly says that we darshan kol and we darshan ki kol. So man shamas le darish kol, this we know it, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that we know darshan is the word kol, because we had that previously that he darshan is the word kol to teach us noshim, to be barba noshim. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And this author, this Brisa, darshan's both kol and also ki kol, the kadarish ki kol. So why doesn't he darshan it by karis as well? To say that the word kol is marba the noshim and the word ki is to be marba in karis. The lav of kares by eating chametz to include even a taruvis. we see he does darshan kikol. And the Gemara says, kasha, you're right, taka. That is a difficulty. Now, whenever we have the word kasha, it doesn't mean that there's no answer. It means that the Gemara is not giving us the answer. It's a shvera teretz, but there is a teretz. And we don't discuss this further. But these are the distinctions between Rav Meir saying that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Yudah Marav saying that our Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Now, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisur Mishim Torah, Ein Het Mitzav L'Isser. In general, when we have Isser in the Torah, in order for a person to be over, he has to have the full shear of Isser. We aren't mitzdarif, kol yisum shibatorah, ain't heter mitzdarif l'Isser. We don't combine them. Oh, you had a half of a kezias of Isser and a half of a kezias of heter. That makes the full shear of Isser of a kezias. No, it doesn't. You only had half of an Isser, and therefore, that's not going to get you the punishment that's attached to it. Chatzi shear is also minatari. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're not going to reach the punishment level if you don't have the full Isser of the Torah. Now, there are two exceptions to this, the Gemara says. Chutz mi'isuri nazir. In regards to a nazir, you can combine permitted and non-permitted substances in order to make the isser shear. And this is based upon the words, shari amr Torah mishras, because it says even something that is joined together, it's inside of it. So, for example, if you have a piece of bread that has wine inside of it, you dip your challah into the wine, so you don't have the full shear of the revius of the wine. Nevertheless, since you're eating it with the bread, it's considered by Nazir to be over the Isser of drinking a shear of wine, the revius of wine. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. And Ziri adds one thing, Uziri Omar, so too, Af So'or Bal Taktiru. Likewise, with this prohibition that you're not allowed to go and put something that's chametz on the Mizbeach, so we also said you can combine over here the shear of a half of a kezias of a chametz with the shear of a half of a kezias that's not chametz, and it can combine to make the shear of a kezias of the sor that you have sor bal taktiru. That's an issur to go and do this. And who does Ziri go like? Come on, Rabbi Eliezer. He was like Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol. So that was the drasha that we just said, that even if you have pachas mi kezias or a taruvis, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're chayv elav. So one says, ehachi, if this is true, we turn to memdalad amad aleph. So then why doesn't he say the same thing? Ziri should say that in regards to Pesach Nami, that you should be able to go and use this drasha to teach us a din by Pesach as well. That if a person eats Pesach, chametz, so then you should be able to combine the half a share of chametz that you're eating with the half a share of het that you're eating to also be over the lav. So, and get punished for it, Rachmona Litzlan. So why does he say it's only by the Mizbeach, but not by Pesach? So he says, you're right, Taka, and Nachanami. In fact, Ziri wouldn't say that. The only reason he only mentioned over here just the Sa'ar on the Mizbeach and not the Isser of Chometz on Pesach is to exclude that which Abaye said. What did Abaye say? Abaye said, Dharma Yeshak Torah lepachos mikazayis. Abaye holds that even if it's pachos mikazayis, you would in fact be chayiv. You don't need to put up a kazayis on the Mizbeach in order to be chayiv. And he says, Kamash Vulan, the Haktorah lav lepochus mikizayas. So the Chiddush of Ziri is that no, you're not going to be chayv over here if you just put up in the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to do it, but you're not going to be chayv over here if you put up pochus mikizayas. So he only mentions the din by Sa'or on the Mizbeach to exclude the din of Abaye. Abaye says the Taruvus is a Neser. He says even a Chatzi Kizayas Yechayv. Ziri comes along to say no, that Abaye is wrong. You only have the Isser if you combine a Chatzi Zayas of a Sar with a Chatzi Zayas that's not Sar. That's why you need to tell me, Ziri, for that. But Taka, he would also say that it applies to Chametz of Pesach as well. That concludes today's Shir. Yitz Hashem, we'll pick this discussion up more tomorrow.